And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 13th of March, 2017. It was on this day, 2003, the journal Nature reported the discovery of 350,000-year-old fossilized human footprints in Italy, the oldest known human footprints, about 8 inches long, 4 inches wide, their makers probably about 5 feet tall. 1997, on this date, thousands of people reported mysterious lights over Arizona, including a V-shaped object with 6 lights on its leading edge. One cement truck driver reported that the lights hovered over Phoenix for more than 2 hours. It's the birthday of Janet Flanner, born Indianapolis, 1892, who became friends with Harold Ross's wife, Jane Grant, and thereby became Paris correspondent for Mr. Ross's magazine, The New Yorker. Her Letters from Paris column ran for 50 years, from 1925 to 1975. She once said that of all the work she did for the magazine, she was most proud of her piece in 1936 on Hitler. In her profile, she wrote, "He regards liberalism as a form of tyranny, hatred and attack as part of man's civic virtues, and equality of men as immoral and against nature. He has a fine library of 6,000 volumes, yet he never reads. Books would do him no good. His mind is made up." It's the birthday of Uncle Sam as a cartoon. Made his debut on this day in 1852, a cartoon in the New York Lantern. The name Uncle Sam had been around since about 1810, but this was the first time that someone thought to draw him in human form. Frank Henry Ballou was the artist. It's the birthday of Percival Lowell, born Boston, 1855, studied mathematics and history at Harvard, and was not happy working in the family's textile business, and decided to devote himself to astronomy and to studying Mars. He believed that the canals on Mars offered proof of intelligent life. And so he built his private observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, the Lowell Observatory. And it was on this date in 1781 the English astronomer Sir William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus. Other people had seen it, but he was the first one to figure out that it was a planet and not a star. And he could see that it was very far from the sun, farther even than Saturn, the farthest known planet at that time. Over the years, astronomers have discovered 27 moons orbiting the planet, which is named for the Greek god of the sky, Uranus. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhman, The Presence. Something went crabwise across the snow this morning. Something went hard and slow over our hayfield. It could have been a raccoon lugging a knapsack. It could have been a porcupine carrying a tennis racket. It could have been something supple as a red fox dragging the squawk and spatter of a crippled woodcock. 10 knuckles underground, those bones are seeds now, pure as baby teeth lined up in the burrow. I cross on snowshoes, cunningly woven from the skin and sinews of something else that went before. The Presence, a poem by Maxine Kuhman from her selected poems, 1960 to 1990, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.